This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Samsung has lost more than $1 billion in market value this morning. That after the White House overturned a patent victory for the company. Earlier this summer, the U.S. International Trade Commission ruled that sales of some older iPhone and iPad models should be banned because they infringed on a Samsung patent. But over the weekend, the White House overturned that ruling, saying sales of the iPhone 4 and older iPad models should continue. Senior reporter Chrissy Clark joins us now with details. Good morning, Chrissy.
Hello.
Chrissy, remind us of the roots of all of this.
So for years, these two companies have been battling it out. First, Apple accused Samsung of copying some of the iPhone and iPad's distinctive design features. Then Samsung accused Apple of infringing on some of its patents on more fundamental mobile technology.
So where does this latest news fit in?
Well, back in June, the U.S. International Trade Commission agreed with Samsung about the fundamental technology part. They said that the way older iPhones and iPads connect to wireless networks infringes on a Samsung patent. The commission made a ruling that would have banned Apple from selling those older models. But this weekend, the Obama administration essentially scrapped that ban. They said it would hurt U.S. consumers and the U.S. economy since these older models are cheaper and have bigger sales.
So, Chrissy, what does this mean for the tech industry and how they use patents?
Well, the underlying issue seems to be the type of patent that was at the center of all this. It's a broad patent that protects basic technology that's widely used across the industry. And there's a split in the tech world over how to deal with these sorts of patents. Companies like Samsung say they should be able to block the use of basic technology if another company won't pay what they consider a reasonable royalty to use it. Meanwhile, companies like Apple say it's not fair for these big patent holders to keep a product from market while they negotiate over these royalties. And the Obama administration agreed.
Marketplace's Chrissy Clark. Thank you, Chrissy.
You're welcome.